Good morning. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women. I'm Mary McBride. Don't forget to head on over to our Facebook page to win some free chocolate from Divine Chocolate. Joining me this morning, I have Rebecca Fisher, author of All of the Wrong Places. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining me. Tell us about your book, All the Wrong Places.
Well, my book follows Casey Wheeler, the main character, who really is my voice telling my story about my experiences living in a mortuary, raising my daughter for a short time, and going through divorce, a custody battle, an abusive marriage, experiences with alcoholism, my journey as a single mother, and really just rediscovering faith and family and love.
So it sounds like you had kind of a rough patch there. What motivated you to put it all in a book?
Well, it was actually pretty cathartic writing it, getting a new perspective on it. And I really wanted to share this story because, like I said, it really is a story of hope and finding faith and experiencing the miracles that come with that when you're really at bottom and willing to turn all of it over.
What are some of the challenges you face as a young single mother?
Oh, boy. Well, as a really young single mother, it was pretty lonely. All of my friends were still in their college party life, and I was home with a baby and working and trying to make ends meet. And I'd have to say that being a single mother, if you look at it on paper, is impossible. Having to be the mother and father, the homemaker and breadwinner, nurturer, disciplinarian, all of it, and when you throw all the complications on top of it that you're bound to experience in life, it just, on paper, it looks impossible, but we somehow managed, and I think it has a lot to do with the support group that I built around me.
Who are you hoping to reach out to with your book?
I think women who have experienced or are experiencing the struggles of being a single mother. Women who have gone through an abusive relationship or marriage and are experiencing that hopelessness that comes with it, I would just like to reach out and encourage them that it is possible and that if you're willing to reach out for support, anything's possible.
What advice would you give to women who may be in a relationship where there is spousal abuse?
Well, I'd have to say in the beginning I did what I think a lot of women in that situation do in order to survive it. I minimized it, and I kind of lost sense of what is normal. It was when I started to reach out to others that the reality of what it was became clearer, and I was able to deal with it. So I would say that reaching out and sharing your experiences to others is really helpful.
Let's talk about... Go ahead.
They're able to give you perspective that you don't have in the situation.
I know you went through an awful custody battle that you talk about in your book. Can we talk about that briefly?
Sure.
What was that like for you?
Well, I experienced two custody battles. One was for myself with my daughter, and the other was with my husband now, and the custody battle he went through. And I can say that it's just awful. It's an awful experience. You're dealing with people who, for some reason or another, can't let go, and they're kind of using that process to figure things out and make it right and win. And in the middle of it, you have these kids who have no say, have no voice, and are kind of torn back and forth. It's a really helpless feeling. Your life is now in the hands of a single judge who's going to decide how your life is going to look at the end. And so it's pretty tragic that people can't come together and make good choices for their kids in the end.
You know, and that's scary to a lot of people who may be in a similar situation to go ahead and put everything in the hands of one person. Do you think that it worked out, that the court system did what it was supposed to do?
Yeah, I think they did the best. They made the best decision with the information they had. They don't know us personally. They're not here every day, and so they kind of stand back and take the information they have and try to make the best decision for the child. And you know, it never works out the way you would like it to work out. But you know, you make it work, and Unfortunately, when you have people who can't sit down and do that on their own, it's really the only choice left.
Sure. Rebecca, where can listeners go to get a copy of All the Wrong Places?
They can go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks. It's out there. But those are some really good sites where it's easy to find and easy to access.
Wonderful. Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.